Well, there you go. There's some interesting things happening in terms of techie stuff here. And I don't know if I can play my theme or not. Let's try again. Ah, mercy. There it is. Ah, the excitement of live radio. You never quite know what's going to happen, right? You push a button that's supposed to do one thing, and it does something else. That's exciting, right? But, yes, this is Voyage here on CKUW. 3 hours of jazz. Like in the jazz world, you never know what's going to happen next there either. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it's been going to be a treat for me to share some of the good stuff in the jazz world for the next 3 hours. Some of it will be brand new. Some of it will be not brand new. And there is going to be, let me see. It will be one thing after another here. I'm just trying to get this board to pay attention to me here and do it auto, but it's not, so forget it. Let me see if I diminish this. And now, there you go. Whew. Yes, a shaky start here in terms of technology, but the music's okay. Look, I also need to tell you that if you're a new listener, or even if you're not and you've been around for a while, and you're going to hear, oh, here he goes, Black is at it again. It's in December, and I'm something of a Christmas music junkie. I love Christmas music, whether it's Bach or Handel or John Rutter or you name it. I love the Christmas music of all genres, including jazz. Now, the jazz Christmas stuff is, there's not a lot of dreck, but there's a lot of good stuff too. And so for the next few weeks, starting today, I'll ease into what will be my Christmas program, the program just before Christmas. But I'm going to start today with a Christmas tune that says Christmas time is here. Yeah, I know this is the Good Grief Charlie Brown thing, but in this case it's performed by drummer Ernesto Cervini's group Turboprop from a little EP they put out called Turboprop Christmas. They did two or three things that are Christmas related, and this is one of them. So I'm going to start the program, then I'm going to tell you what's going on with the rest of it. But after that start, you need to just take a deep breath and enjoy. Christmas time is here. There you go, a gentle start to today's program. Christmas time is here. The Charlie Brown thing, you know, we all know that tune. Yes, it's a start of voyage, as usually you hear a little more zing in the first track, but not always. And today there'll be a little bit of seasonal music. I don't call that a Christmas tune. It's just a seasonal tune. And there'll be a couple of those maybe later on in the show. But let me give you a hint about what's going to happen for the next 3 hours or so. That's assuming we can get all the technical stuff to behave itself. There's often situations when I arrive at the studio in the morning that baffle me, as I am somewhat challenged technologically. Anyhow, I know more about jazz than I do about computers, which is a good thing, I suppose. But now, moving on to what you're going to hear for the next little while, and just I'll give you the Reader's Digest version here and then go back and do introductions of a more substantial nature. Starting out, you're going to hear a lot of saxophone today, not totally through the show, but there's going to be a lot of saxophones today, starting with Sam Gill, who plays tenor from his latest album. Following that, John O'Gallagher, who plays alto from his latest album. And then Tommy Smith. Tommy Smith plays basically tenor, I think. And that's going to be a couple of things that are seasonal that I'm going to play. I just recently came across this album by Scottish saxophonist Tommy Smith. It's been out for a while, and I had not heard about it. This is great Christmas jazz, or seasonal jazz, and I'm going to play a couple of tracks following the O'Gallagher set. Then my historical segment, which has saxophone in it, but it's not the main thing. I'm going to do something today that I've never done before. I've played Mingus before, and Charles Mingus is my historical segment. But I'm going to play an incredibly long track from a bootlegged album, and I'll talk more about that when I get there. Then Angle and Crane, guitarist Angle and drummer Crane from an album that I have sampled before that I really like, self-named, Canadian and fine. Following that, I'm going to play another little section from a recently released album by pianist Chick Corea that was recorded just a few months before his death a few years ago. And I'll talk more about that, too. It's a really neat solo album, and it's sort of unique in many ways. Following that, back to saxophone again with James Brandon Lewis from his latest album. And then, sticking with that, master iconic saxophonist Charles Lloyd from a just newly released album of his. And then the Satoko Fuji Quartet. Satoko Fuji is a very remarkable artist of various ensembles and whatever. But this is one of her latest releases, and it'll take us to the end of our show. So there's the general outline. Now back to the top, as they say. Sam Gill has an album. It's Sam Gill's Coursed Waters. which is the title of his band. And no, I don't know why. He's from Australia, and he plays a very, very fine saxophone. This is really good stuff. This is the sophomore album by this quartet, the quartet called Coursed Waters. And it has Sam Gill on saxophone alongside Melbourne-based drummer James McLean, pianist Novak Maniokovic from Sydney, and bassist Jacques Emery, and the quartet goes through some very interesting, adventurous, and really neat work. The album is called Sense Maker, and Gill has apparently released a whole bunch of other albums, but this is the second one with this particular quartet, and it's very fine indeed. I'm going to play two tracks from this album. The first one is called Abundance, and the second one is called Warp Thread. Here from across the world in Australia, Sam Gill and his quartet called Coursed Waters. This is Abundance. Thank you. Australian saxophonist Sam Gill and his quartet called Coursed Waters, with two tracks from his brand new album called Sensemaker. And if people are not, sorry, my mind is flashing around here. If you're not really familiar with that style of jazz, then Sensemaker is, as the title of that album, is maybe a little satirical or whatever, ironic, because you need to really work to make sense of the clearly modern current state of some of the adventurous jazz. Great stuff, though. And the more you listen to that, the more you get out of it, is my long-time mantra here, recognizing that you may not have the opportunity to do that as easily as I, but that's a great album, very interesting, and they work so well together. They know each other well, and it shows. Sam Gill. And it's 10:28. Mercy, how can that happen already? It's 10:28 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here, live on Wednesdays. Streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. Well, another adventurous saxophonist now. Moving to John O'Gallagher. Who is, well, as I mentioned in to several people, in the day it was reported, at least, that someone asked someone, what instrument does Charlie Parker play? And the answer they got was, alto sax, very fast. Now, John O'Gallagher plays alto sax very fast. Not to replicate Charlie Parker, but he is very, very skilled technically and all sorts of imagination here. His new album is called Ancestral, and it is challenging and adventurous and driving energetically, and it has a fascinating lineup. Personnel here are Ben Maunder on guitar. Now, Ben Maunder is capable of playing with anybody and playing across a wide spectrum of the current jazz scene. So having Ben Maunder on guitar is a coup. But then, for the first time on record, both Andrew Cyril and Billy Hart are both on drums. So a quartet with an alto sax, a guitar, and two drums should let you know that there's going to be a lot of energy going on here. This is not going to be sort of a casually sort of music type music. It is not. It's exciting, and they really are tremendous. I'm going to play two tracks again. Three tracks, sorry. One of them is short. Altar of the Ancestors is the first one, then Quixotica, and then Postscript, which on the album is the last track, actually, appropriately, on the album. But here's John O'Gallagher from Ancestral. So just hang on. Here's alto sax, very fast. We'll be right back. Alto player John O'Gallagher with some very interesting music from his album called Ancestral. That last track was called Postscript, and it was the last track on the album. Eventually, you're probably going to hear the whole album. I don't know why I chose that track. I'm not playing it in order, is I guess what I'm saying. Very interesting stuff there. Well, moving on now to an album I sort of came upon sort of by accident, and it turns out that it's been around for a long time, and I'm sort of really sort of embarrassed at myself that I haven't known about it. It's Scottish saxophone player Tommy Smith from an album called The Christmas Concert, which apparently, I mean, obviously it's a live concert, and it apparently took place about 20 years or so ago. And somehow I didn't know about it. Well, it's there's a whole bunch of Christmas jazz that I get that goes right by me because I don't think it's worth – it's certainly not going to be heard on this show. But when I listened to this one, I thought, hey, this is seasonal jazz that really has what would be – legs, as the wine term would say. Very interesting with this Scottish saxophonist. He has Gareth Williams on piano along with Orlando Le Fleming on bass and Sebastian de Crom on drums. They're in and out. This is a live concert, so like often happens at concerts, people lay out for a track or two and then whatever. But these guys really mess around with this music in very, very great improvisational style, great writing. And this is just all sorts of good stuff in this album. I'm going to play two seasonal tracks. There are some longer sort of Christmas carol type things that you're going to hear in the next couple of weeks. But for today, I'm going to play two tracks from the album, Winter Wonderland and I'll Be Home for Christmas. So seasonal, but leading up to the Christmas stuff. And it is a very, very neat album. It's a treat to have caught up with it. And I guess I've probably played Tommy Smith a couple of times over the years, but I don't know him very well. And as I say, a Scottish saxophonist. Here is Winter Wonderland and I'll Be Home for Christmas from Tommy Smith.